Hello, I'm Emily Thomas with the BBC News. An unprecedented hearing of Israel's Supreme Court is taking place in Jerusalem that will ultimately determine the fate and future powers of its judges. It's the first time in the country's history that all 15 justices have convened. They're hearing petitions against an amendment pushed through by the government in July. From Jerusalem, here's Yoland Nell.
This historic session is now underway in the Supreme Court, and they have been listening to arguments, the judges, from petitioners who basically say they want the court to strike down a law that was passed, a legal change that was passed by the government back in July. This really cancels the ability of all courts in Israel, including the top one, the Supreme Court, to strike down government decisions, government actions on the basis of a legal standard of reasonableness.
The number of people known to have died in heavy flooding in eastern Libya has risen sharply. Two of Derna's dams have been destroyed. Mike Thompson reports.
The torrential rain that came with Storm Daniel has wreaked havoc across the region. The worst hit area is the port city of Derna. An official from the eastern government who's been to the region called the situation there disastrous. Minister of Civil Aviation Hichem Chikuet reported seeing bodies everywhere, some washed into the sea and others under buildings. He said a quarter of the city has disappeared. More than 1,000 bodies are reported to have been discovered. The country's western-based government in Tripoli has sent a plane with 14 tons of medical supplies, body bags and more than 80 doctors and paramedics.
The Red Cross and Red Crescent societies have launched an emergency appeal to support victims of Friday's earthquake in Morocco. At least 2,800 people were killed by the quake. A first truckload of humanitarian aid has crossed into the blockaded territory of Nagorno-Karabakh from Azerbaijan. A Russian Red Cross truck was allowed through a checkpoint controlled by Russian peacekeepers on its way to the city of Stepanakert. Rehan Dmitri reports.
Russian peacekeepers controlling a checkpoint allowed a single truck loaded with food aid from Azerbaijan to enter the ethnic Armenian-populated city of Stepanakert in Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijani media provided live coverage describing it as a historic first step towards reintegration of Karabakh Armenians into Azerbaijan. The remote mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, which is home to 120,000 ethnic Armenians, has been cut off from the outside world for over 9 months after Azerbaijan blocked the only road connecting the enclave with the Republic of Armenia.
Rehan Dmitri there. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia for a meeting with President Putin. An armoured train carrying the Korean delegation crossed into the Russian Far East town of Kherson, heading towards Vladivostok. The Nobel Peace Prize-winning journalist Maria Ressa has been cleared of tax evasion in the Philippines. It's the last of five such charges against Ms. Ressa and her news organisation Rappler, filed by the government of the former Philippine president Rodrigo Duterte. Here's our Southeast Asia correspondent, Jonathan Head.
Maria Ressa and Rappler, the online news organisation she founded, have always argued that the 23 legal cases filed against them by the government of former President Duterte were intended to silence one of the most independent and critical voices in the Filipino media. Rappler was prominent in reporting President Duterte's war on drugs, in which thousands of people were killed during his first year in office.
Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has been accused of nepotism after appointing his son and nephew to his cabinet following last month's election victory. The president's son, David Kudakwashe, was named as deputy finance minister. The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, which described the election as a gigantic fraud, said the new ministerial lineup was indefensible. For the first time, the International Energy Agency is predicting that demand for the three fossil fuels, oil, coal and gas, will peak sometime this decade. The agency said the shift to cleaner energy sources was speeding up the world's efforts to tackle climate change. A zookeeper in Austria has been crushed to death while feeding a rhinoceros. One of her colleagues was hurt in the incident in the city of Salzburg. The woman who died was described as being very experienced and specialised in rhinos. The director of Salzburg's Hellbrunn Zoo said the rhino involved was a female called Yeti. BBC News.